In part one, street artists led me through Paris and Barcelona. They showed me bold, colourful murals that make political and social statements: pro-equality, pro-human rights, anti-capitalism, anti-war. The messages are clear. In Brazil, there is a lot of that kind of street art. In fact, much of it has actually been legalised. But it's nowhere near as widespread as a very different, dangerous, illegal style of graffiti tagging that's exploded over the past 30 years across São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. You're not going to see it on TV during the Olympics, but it's part of what we're going to hear about this week.
The first thing that caught my attention was seeing that it wasn't simply like some scribbling on a wall, that actually the letters, they had a harmony or a lack of harmony, or they have a composition, or they had an attitude, or they look almost like the skeletons of cartoons. They took originality seriously.
It's Thursday evening and it's just starting to get dark. I'm right in the centre of São Paulo, near Praça de República, and I'm approaching a huge group of loud, very enthusiastic people. There must be about 200 to 300. Most of them are young, they're almost all male. They're standing, drinking, talking, passing notebooks around. At the end of the street, I could see about 4 or 5 police cars keeping an eye on things. And if I look up, not just in this street, but in pretty much any street in São Paulo, if I look up at the buildings right up to the top, the buildings are covered. Almost every blank space between the windows, quite often the windows themselves, the doors, the shop signs, they're all painted with thick black writing. I've no idea what it says, and I'm told that many of the locals don't know what it's meant to say either. But this group of people here, they know exactly what it says, because they wrote most of it. Então vou pichar no sapatim. Polícia sai do pé que eu vou gastar minha colotinha. Então vou pichar no sapatim.
The thing about the tag is where you place it. The more risk it poses to the artist's life, the more street cred you get.
It's the most high, the most difficult place. Let people imagine how the guy put that tag on that place. You know, this is the magic of pichação.